The report, entitled Toxic Toys in Albany County, was presented in downtown Albany Monday by Clean and Healthy New York and the New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund. The group purchased and tested toys sold locally in October and November, including highly popular brands such as Lego and Hot Wheels, finding 12 different products laden with toxins. There was even a breast cancer awareness charm bracelet that tested positive for the carcinogen cobalt and the toxic irritant arsenic. Researchers examining the playthings detected nefarious substances including arsenic, cadmium, cobalt, and lead. One product, a fairy bracelet charm, was composed of 25% cadmium. Bobby Chase Wilding, deputy director for Clean and Healthy New York, disclosed that just a tiny fraction of the children's products for sale in Albany County were tested, and the report's author said that it was not intended to be a comprehensive report on the safety of any product or brand.
I could have spent all year testing products, and I know I would have found many more. It's a challenge because parents can't tell when they look at items on the store shelves which are safe and which are toxic.
Christopher Gokin, Director of Public Policy and Government Relations with the New York League of Conservation Voters, says there is no avoiding toxic chemicals in toys on store shelves.
There's no effective mechanism, there's no effective regulation to deal with this, and parents don't know that. When you shop, you think, oh, the products here have been tested by the Consumer Product Safety Commission or whatever, but the truth is they haven't. So across the board, we found toxic chemicals in children's products, not only at, you know, the lower-end stores like a Job Lot, but also at Walmart, also at Target. So you really can't shop your way out of the problem.
A bill is before the Albany County Legislature, Local Law J, the Toxic Free Toys Act, to be the subject of a public hearing next Tuesday. But how would such a law be enforced? Again, Bobby Chase Wilding.
If the DOH takes a device like the one I use to test for things and goes into stores, they can identify whether or not there are products that fail the law and take action accordingly.
So who's responsible? Would it be the store? Would it be their supplier? Would it be the distributor?
Who's on the hook? It's ultimately going to be the retailer because they're the ones that are operating a business here in Albany County. The law basically says that they would be fined if they're knowingly selling these items. So if it's brought to their attention and it's something that they had no information about, they're not going to be penalized. The point is to keep these off store shelves. It's not to hurt local businesses.
In Congress, legislation to overhaul the 35-year-old Toxic Substances Control Act has been stalled for 10 years. Meanwhile, more and more states are passing laws to address toxic threats in response to the failure of the federal law regulating chemicals. New York is not one of them. There's a link to the complete Toxic Toys report at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.